He then begins to confuse Greenland and Iceland. You can't make this up. He's confusing Greenland and Iceland. All right, I am physically cringing. Like, I am genuinely embarrassed at the way Donald Trump just presented himself and represented the United States over in Davos, Switzerland, in front of a room of normal, steady-handed world leaders who were probably thinking, what the absolute hell? What are we listening to? The United States president just delegitimized our standing on the global stage and tore apart years, decades of hegemony that has benefited us in many different ways. He stood there and floated election conspiracies about U.S. elections like he's Vladimir Putin. I'm sorry, but Mark Carney of Canada and Emmanuel Macron of France have bigger issues. We all want to focus on Ukraine and Russian aggression and the internet as a problem, but Donald Trump is focused on Greenland like 10 minutes into the speech. He starts off the speech by trying not to veer into Greenland. He even mentions it once. He says, they don't want me to talk about Greenland, but then 10 minutes in, he can't help himself and he begins to go off the rails, talk about Greenland, talk about the 2020 election being stolen again. Like he's Vladimir Putin, talking about annexing neighboring territory, kind of like he's Vladimir Putin, floating conspiracy theories about windmills that his advisors won't tell him are wrong because they suck up to him, kind of like he's Vladimir Putin. You're beginning to see a theme here, and that is this type of authoritarianism, not only domestically, but manifesting in Davos, Switzerland. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you guys to the United States humiliation ritual, which is watching our orange president go up on stage and unfortunately represent our country in the worst way possible. It's also worth pointing out, Donald Trump was late to Switzerland because of technical difficulties within his flight. His flight had to turn around back to Maryland. Then they boarded a new flight. So when Donald Trump landed, he wasn't calm or prepared or steady-handed, not that he ever is, but he was uniquely irate and annoyed. A few minutes into his speech, he immediately begins to go off the rails and talk about Greenland, talking about how we need to secure Greenland and telling ahistorical lies. Make sure you drop a like on the feed to boost our pro-democracy message. Make sure you subscribe if you appreciate the steady-handed message, and check this out.
I have tremendous respect for both the people of Greenland and the people of Denmark. Tremendous respect.
Oh, no.
But every NATO ally has an obligation to be able to defend their own territory. And the fact is, no nation or group of nations is in any position to be able to secure Greenland other than the United States. We're a great power, much greater than people even understand. I think they found that out 2 weeks ago in Venezuela.
Is that a thinly veiled threat that I hear, trying to say that we are a greater nation than anyone could imagine, that we should have Greenland, and that people found out how great our military power was in Venezuela? He also just doesn't understand NATO. He says NATO countries need to be able to defend themselves. While yes, that is true, you have to contribute a certain amount of your GDP to defense. The point of NATO is collective defense. The reason why Greenland is so incredibly safe right now from both Russian aggression and Chinese aggression is because Denmark and Greenland are part of NATO. They're protected by us. Donald Trump does not understand this.
We saw this in World War II when Denmark fell to Germany after just 6 hours of fighting and was totally unable to defend either itself or Greenland. So the United States was then compelled. We did it. We felt an obligation to do it.
Dude, this is some embarrassing stuff. This was after minutes and minutes of him ranting about windmills. Just imagine this. Macron is in the audience. Mark Carney is in the audience. And they're sitting there like, what the hell, man? Why is he using ahistorical examples, ahistorical non-facts to try to justify the U.S. annexation of Greenland? And he's just standing up there with no energy. This is an embarrassment, humiliation ritual. Donald Trump for years has said that Joe Biden weakened our position on the global stage. I would much rather have the sleepy, steady-handed president of Joe Biden than this crazy wrecking ball that is going around and just ruining everything that is great about America. It is so infuriating. You know what else is angry? It makes me really, really angry. The fact that this would be a good, genuinely good opportunity for all of these countries to get together and figure out how to proceed with Ukraine and Russian aggression and Chinese aggression and the bots that are being spread by Russia, China, and Iran to destabilize the West. But instead, Trump is actively falling for those bots on Truth Social, getting into this feedback loop where he's like half schizophrenic and then repeating these lies to people on stage in Davos, Switzerland. This has been circulating around Davos. It is the declaration from Woodrow Wilson in 1916 where he signed it and said that Greenland belongs to Denmark. That Greenland The whole of Greenland belongs to Denmark. Trump keeps saying there is no written right to Denmark to have Greenland, but Woodrow Wilson and his Secretary of State, Robert Lansing, both signed this. To continue back to Trump's speech, he then begins to confuse Greenland and Iceland. You can't make this up. He's confusing Greenland and Iceland.
I don't know that they'd be there for us. They're not there for us on Iceland, that I can tell you. I mean, our stock market took the first dip yesterday because of Iceland. So Iceland's already cost us a lot of money. But that dip is peanuts compared to what it's gone up.
The market fell over Greenland, not Iceland. He repeatedly confuses Iceland and Greenland. This dude is not well. If any of you caught my video yesterday where we talked about Trump's random surprise press conference where he was really just like leaning over the podium, barely able to speak, then this is only compounding off of that, especially after his flight got delayed and he had to come back. Here continues.
For Denmark, big, beautiful piece of ice. It's hard to call it land. It's a big piece of ice.
I'm going to be as candid as possible, as I always am. When I was watching this speech, like 30 minutes back, as it was happening, and I was just watching it live to make sure I had a good understanding of the entire thing, I was sitting there physically cringing, physically facepalming at the fact that this man is supposed to represent the United States. I mean, he doesn't represent my beliefs, but he represents my country when he's over there. I keep putting myself in Mark Carney of Canada's shoes, or Emmanuel Macron's shoes, or in the shoes of the leader, the Prime Minister of Norway, and I just cringe out of my gourd thinking about what they're thinking when Donald Trump is on stage spreading election fraud lies like this.
It's a war that should have never started, and it wouldn't have started if the 2020 U.S. presidential election weren't rigged. It was a rigged election. Everybody now knows that. They found out. People will soon be prosecuted for what they did. It's probably breaking news, but it should be. It was a rigged election. Can't have rigged elections.
Oh my God. He's speaking like Vladimir Putin. Dude, Mark Carney doesn't give a shit about the U.S. elections. All right, I'm going to cool down. So on a broad note, on a broad scale, this is just embarrassing and very bad for U.S. hegemony on the global stage. We are supposed to be a respected country, not a perfect country. We've gotten involved in the Middle East, and we lost in Vietnam, it seems like. But all I'm saying is that we had respect on the global stage, and we were the leader of NATO. Here and now, it is entirely gone. It has entirely evaporated when the U.S. president is using his time at the World Economic Forum to try to convince other world leaders, or just convince himself, that the 2020 election was rigged and that he actually won. Here's a pretty scary, eerie moment where he says, "We probably won't get anything unless I decide to use excessive force where we would be frankly unstoppable." But then he stops himself and says, "But we won't do that." This doesn't really feel reassuring. It's exactly what he does when he makes a joke about Chris Christie, but he says, "People are calling Chris Christie fat, and I would never do that." It's a thinly veiled way for him to call Chris Christie fat, in the same way that he says, "I could use excessive force, but I would never do that."
Here. Yes, he's here. Hello, Mark. We never ask for anything, and we never got anything. We probably won't get anything unless I decide to use excessive strength and force where we would be, frankly, unstoppable. But I won't do that. Okay? Now everyone's saying, "Oh, good." That's probably the biggest statement I made, because people thought I would use force. I don't have to use force. I don't want to use force. I won't use force. All the United States is asking for is a place called Greenland, where we already had it as a trustee, but respectfully returned it back to Denmark not long ago after we defeated the Germans, the Japanese, the Italians, and others in World War II. We gave it back to them. We were a powerful force then, but we are a much more powerful force now after I rebuilt the military in my first term.
Okay, half of his speech has been about how powerful we are and how we could do this if we wanted to. I'm so sorry, but this is so uniquely, uniquely embarrassing for the United States. He then rants about how we've gotten nothing out of NATO. I mean, these are respected people in this room, and we may have sent one of the dumbest people in our country to go out there and rant. Jim from CNN says, "We are nearing Fidel Castro territory in this speech now." And Trump's official rapid response account says, "President Trump is delivering a masterclass in Davos on policies that finally put the American people and our interests as the world power first." You're effing kidding me right now. Are you joking? This is what he's saying.
and we never got anything. We probably won't get anything unless I decide to use excessive strength and force where we would be, frankly, unstoppable.
Yeah, real America first. He's starting like 5 new wars in one speech. I love you all. I'll see you in the next one, and peace out.